Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and most of all, thank you for listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker. Thanks for sending us your questions via Facebook, email info@minddnd.com, and through the Ask a Question button on our podcast page at minddevelopmentanddesign.com. Glad you're here for this week's podcast. You know, I was writing this past week, and I started putting together a timeline for the start dates of some of the most popular and long-lasting internet business websites and social media platforms for a blog post and an upcoming podcast. Now, during my research, I remembered my old Active Rain blog. I mean, this is from when I was working with real estate agents as a marketing coach. This is a few years back. I mean, we're talking like 2008, 2009, kind of like dog years. It's only been 5 or 6 years, but it feels like 20. But I digress again. When I was working with real estate agents, I kept a blog on Active Rain. I don't know if you've ever heard of Active Rain before. If you're not in real estate, you probably haven't. But it's a real estate social networking forum. It was truly the first social media / networking platform that I ever really used. And I found a post on my old Active Rain blog that I did, and I felt it deserved revisiting. That post was my explanation of how the garbage can was the first true marketing filter for consumers, and how, therefore, modern marketing methods have truly evolved from the garbage can. Now, some of you are laughing right now, and I hope you are. It sounds ridiculous, and it's supposed to be funny. And more often than not, there's nothing quite so funny as the truth. What I'm talking about here is all the hoops that we now have to jump through just to connect with a potential customer. It used to be face-to-face, but through the years, the face of business and the face of the consumer have grown farther and farther apart because business in general, especially big business, has employed more and more intrusive and manipulative marketing methods, which have succeeded in pushing the consumer farther and farther away. Now it's not face-to-face, it's a face looking at a computer. Now it's a face that would rather look at a picture of you and read a little about you before they give the real you a chance. Why? Because they're afraid they're going to get the bizarro you. Yeah, I went there. Seriously, people have been sold and sold and sold again, and people don't want to be sold anymore. Each generation is more marketing-wise than the last, and therefore each generation is more and more offended by the same old sales pitches and systematic selling methods. Don't you feel sometimes like David Byrne in that Talking Heads video? Well, how did I get here? Well, it all started with the garbage can. Here's a primer on how it happened. Once upon a time, there was door-to-door sales. And it was legitimate when it began. However, like every sales and marketing method that would come after it, it began to be overused, and businesses were all too happy to take advantage of the latest communication technology of the day, bum, 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 the mail, or snail mail, as we call it now, because it's just not fast enough in this computer age. And it is here that direct mail was born. Direct mail was legitimate communication when it began. Smart general store owners and the like would use direct mail and let the public know about sales and such. You know, some legitimate stuff. But alas, the original greedy marketing culprits decided that anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And hey, why target certain people when you can hit everybody? We have everybody's addresses now. and hence junk mail was born. It was called direct mail in the beginning, but it became known as junk mail as commonly as all copiers used to be called Xerox machines, regardless of what brand they were. And don't even get me started on Coke. It was called junk mail for a reason. The lack of honest targeting effort, which is still unfortunately rampant today, resulted in too many people receiving direct mail that either didn't appeal to them or didn't even apply to them. And this is where the evolution truly begins. People threw their junk mail in the garbage can, the original marketing filter. Direct mail still has value today when it's done properly, but not near the value it once had. So once the mail method had been overused, it was time for a new medium. Enter the next level of technology, the telephone. Business owners realized they had this powerful new tool, this new way to get in contact with people. And in the beginning, it was used properly and to great effect. Then you know what happened. It became overused and it lost its legitimacy, as happens when anything is overused. See, this was a day and age when there were no answering machines, and cell phones were the size of a suitcase, only businesses could afford them anyway. No answering machines, so people would just hang up the phone when they realized it was a telemarketer calling. Type A sales manager types didn't like that, so they told their salespeople to just keep calling back repeatedly until people gave in. Or they told their salespeople to call during dinner hour because there was a higher likelihood of their target being home. Everything seemed hopeless for consumers until the next filter was created. Yep, merely hanging up the phone is itself a filter, I understand. But the next real advancement in consumer protection from salespeople, I should say, was the answering machine. When the answering machine became affordable to the masses, it really put the first true distance between business and consumer. And I'll leave you with that cliffhanger until we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we're back with the Mind Your Business podcast, talking about how the marketing methods of today evolved from the garbage can as the original filter. We were starting to talk about the answering machine. I remember buying my first answering machine for $200 at a store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that no longer exists. What a memory. You see, back in the day, answering machines were a big deal. All of a sudden, you could find out information you couldn't previously find out so quickly. Now, to all you young whippersnappers that have grown up with computers, this may be foreign language to you. But this is true stuff. You know, back then, you know, answering machines were the latest technology. All of a sudden, if someone called while you were out, they could leave you a message. And when you got home from wherever you had been, you could rewind your cassette tape. Raise your hand if you've never used one of those, and find out who called you while you were out and why. But wait, there's more. Not only could you find out who called while you were out, but by happy coincidence, if someone was leaving you a message, you could hear it on the answering machine speaker in real time, which led to America's new favorite pastime at the time, call screening. Yes, you could use the answering machine while you were home and determine if you even wanted to pick up the call or not. Now, nearly everyone had a crazy relative or an irritating acquaintance, Psycho X, or some other person you would rather avoid. But that's not the only reason that we all screened calls. In fact, those reasons became minute compared to the bigger reason we screened calls: to avoid telemarketers. Telemarketers who no longer cared when they called you because they figured you were going to be screening anyway. Yep, the next true filter was the answering machine, and caller ID only refined the process even further. So what was next? What new mode of communication would come along that marketers and sales types could abuse even further? Along came email, and with it, the new junk mail. I remember when email was new in the 90s, and we were all getting used to checking email because so many people thought it wouldn't last. I mean, we really had to get used to checking email. It was just so new. Well, I'd say it's lasted pretty well. Email, like those media before it, was originally a legitimate mode of communication for businesses to consumers. Like anything else, if it's used properly, it's okay. Heck, back in the day, it was actually kind of cool to get those occasional e-flyers because you didn't get that much email anyway. It had not become a part of everyday life at that point. Now, once it did become a part of everyday life, those marketing emails weren't so fun anymore. They became too sales pitchy and too frequent. And in the process, they became a major irritation. IT professionals who were sick of crass marketing more than anyone decided, you know what, junk email marketers, you're not good enough to be called junk mail. We don't know what you are or what you're made of, so we're going to call you spam. And now spam filters are the norm with all of our email providers. And those spam filters have to be updated regularly because of sleazy marketing types still trying to cheat the system and disrespect consumers. And now, when you think about it, even email spam filters aren't enough because spammers have invaded our actual websites and use the comment boxes on our blogs to leave their mark. I mean, truly, thank God for a kismet. What really stinks is that many of you listening are as frustrated with this as I am, because you are having to pay the price for the spammy marketing practices of others by having to jump through more and more and more hoops just to be able to do your internet marketing legitimately. We're all in the first grade again, and we've all lost recess because of the three kids in the corner who ticked off the teacher because they won't shut up. Yeah, it gets frustrating. All I wanted was a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. But there's a silver lining to all of this. The core of what's underneath this entire podcast every week. And that is, with so much careless work being done out there, think about how easy it can potentially be for you to stick out. You can stick out by simply putting time, thought, and care into your website itself, your marketing pieces, and the way you implement your marketing. The concept is simple. The execution takes time and can be difficult, but man, is it ever worth the time and effort. Thank you for tuning into the Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening to us on Spreaker, iTunes, and wherever else. Send us your questions on Facebook, info@minddmd.com, or with the Ask a Question button on our podcast page. See you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.